tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and as if you listen to our program on a regular basis, why we point out so many inconsistencies and paradoxes about what's going on today. I mean, after all, we're involved in a war on terrorism, and we're going to turn six of our ports over to the Emirate of Dubai that had close relationships with the Taliban when the Taliban government existed in Afghanistan. In fact, Dubai was only one of three countries that recognized the Taliban as an official government. So why are we turning six of our ports over to Dubai? Well, they say, well, really, it doesn't matter. I mean, we only check 5% of the cartons coming into America anyway, and so, I mean, what's it going to matter whether they're running it or not? And if we're really involved in a war on terrorism, why are we only checking 5% of the cartons? You would think they'd be trying to protect America. You'd think that they'd seal our ports, that stop this foolishness of globalism and shipping our jobs and factories and wealth overseas and try to protect America. And our boys are overseas fighting in Iraq while we're losing our freedom here at home in the name of fighting terrorism. And how do you make sense out of what's going on today unless there is an X factor, something that the average American has no knowledge about? And I've been studying what was going on for well over 20 years when I stumbled across a book that introduced me to the X factor, to the secret societies. They're not imaginary. They're real. And this morning we're going to be talking to Chris Pinto, his great new DVD, which we're carrying, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. You will see the pictures of the Rosicrucian Temple in San Jose, California, just north of where I am, and the replicas of the Sphinx there and the Egyptian folklore and so much that has to do with the Rosicrucian secret society that permeates every aspect of our nation today, as does Masonry and Theosophy and the Skull and Bones influence and dozens of other secret societies in this country and throughout the world. And they're real, they're not imaginary, and they really hold the reins of everything going on, and they have a different agenda. They're plunging us, in my estimation, into World War III, and you cannot understand anything going on unless you understand the secret mysteries of America's beginning. Because at the same time that the pilgrims were coming to America, at the same time they were settling Jamestown, why, there was a man, and he was in Great Britain, and his name was Sir Francis Bacon, and most people do not understand that he is the architect of so much of what's going on today. And with that as the background, Chris Pinto, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks again for having me, Dr. Stan. It's always good to be here.
And, of course, those of you who've seen Chris's other videos or DVDs on Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, know what a great job he does. But this is even better. We watched it. It's almost 3 hours in length. And I will tell you, you cannot turn this off. It will hold you. But more than that, it will educate you about the real spiritual forces at work in America today. Because, of course, Sir Francis Bacon and his disciples who are here today are motivated by a different dimension. So you pick up the story, Chris. How did you happen to get started in this work? And, of course, it takes a lot of money and time and effort to put together a documentary of this sort where you really travel throughout the world to Europe and into Scotland to see the special chapel there, you know, which is a symbol of the Knights Templar. You pick up the story.
Yeah, we had I had come across a lot of this information on that we use in Secret Mysteries about the early founding of America when I was doing research for our Megiddo documentaries on Megiddo 1 and 2. But in particular, during Megiddo 1, researching the New World Order movement, when I was reading William Still's book, New World Order, Ancient Plan of Secret Societies, and Still argues in that book, and we interview him in Secret Mysteries, by the way, but he argues in that book that this plan, you know, a lot of researchers will start the plan back in Bavaria in the 1700s and talk about Adam Weishaupt and so on. But Still points out in his book that the plan goes back for thousands of years, that it's a plan that dates back to ancient Egypt, ancient Babylon. It's you know, goes back to the Tower of Babel and possibly even further. I mean, if you study the mystery teachings, it goes all the way back to ancient Atlantis, that that many of us believe who are Christians believe that, you know, the story of Atlantis and its destruction by a flood is just one of the many flood stories that exist throughout the world. And that quite probably Atlantis is somehow or other a representation of the antediluvian world, the pre-flood world that was destroyed by God, by the wrath of God in the great flood of Noah. And this is actually the society that it's believed these secret societies are trying to rebuild, that they're trying to reestablish lost Atlantis. And so our documentary is Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. And The New Atlantis was the name of a book that Sir Francis Bacon wrote shortly before he died in 1626. But he never actually finished the book, kind of like Plato. And it almost makes you wonder if it was intentional, because Plato's account of Atlantis in the Critias is going along, you know, its merry way, and then suddenly it cuts off and it stops. And Bacon's book does very much the same thing. And there's even a lot of mystery around these supposed, you know, missing chapters or the final chapters of Bacon's New Atlantis, and where were they. And if you study men like the writings of Manly P. Hall and so on, he writes about these things. But what Bacon did in the New Atlantis was basically lay out a blueprint, a paradigm, if you will, for how this new Atlantean empire might come about. And Bacon believed, like a number of his contemporaries, believed that America, the American continent, was Atlantis. Not that it was a symbol for Atlantis or something, that it was Atlantis, that they had found the ancient site of Atlantis. And Bacon believed this. Men like Dr. John Dee held this view. Many of the top scientists of that time.
And we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Theater.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, our guest this morning, Chris Pinto, the new DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Chris was pointing out John Dee. Most people have never heard of Dr. John Dee, and yet he was the pattern. He was the prototype of Ian Fleming's James Bond, because where's Dr. John Dee intimately involved with the intelligence agencies of Great Britain during the 16th and 17th centuries. John Dee was actually writing and signed his name, 007. So certainly people have always known about these secret societies and their connection with our intelligence agencies, and just as within the CIA today, there is an element that are tied in into the dark side, into the secret societies, and in fact there's a section of our own CIA which has always been controlled by the Skull and Bone Society, which is simply another of these secret societies dedicated to world government, the destruction of America, and of course the destruction of Christianity as we know it. So pick up the story there, Chris.
Yeah, it's a really good point that you made, Dr. Stan, about secret societies in the intelligence community, because when we study this Elizabethan era, which is really what we're talking about for people who don't know, this Sir Francis Bacon and Dr. John Dee lived during the era of Queen Elizabeth I, and the modern secret societies, Freemasonry, Rosicrucianism, and, of course, Masonry. It was a Freemason, I believe General Russell, who was the founder of the Skull and Bone Society. So Masonry and Rosicrucianism play a huge role in the founding of America and the development of our American governmental system. But these societies were really being formalized and made more official than they had ever been in the time of Bacon and Dr. John Dee, both of whom worked together and we talk about extensively in the documentary. But these were guys who were not only the leaders of these societies. Bacon is considered the founder of modern Freemasonry, and some say that Dr. John Dee is sort of the founder of modern Rosicrucianism, although there's no clear agreement on that anyway. But these guys were deeply involved with the intelligence community in the days of Queen Elizabeth. They formed the beginnings, if you will, of Her Majesty's Secret Service, and were working with Francis Walsingham, who was, known as the Queen's spy master. He's a legendary figure in the intelligence community. But they developed an intelligence network that was deeply entrenched with the secret societies, because, of course, these guys know how to keep secrets. They know about secret codes. They know about ciphers and all these other elements, which are just form the heart of Masonry and Rosicrucianism. And so it's just a natural leap for them to be the ones who are communicating secret information so that they could protect Queen Elizabeth I, who was, in that time, she was under a very serious threat of assassination or being completely deposed because of the conflict between Catholicism and the Protestant churches during that era. And, of course, the Pope had issued a number of edicts against her and at one point excommunicated her. And so there were all these assassins and so on that were going into England and trying to kill Elizabeth. So according to Peter Dawkins, who's an Englishman that we interview in the documentary and who's considered very much an authority on Francis Bacon. In fact, he's the president of the Francis Bacon Research Trust there in England. So he tells us in the documentary that the Rosicrucians in England formed, you know, they came about the same year that Queen Elizabeth was coronated, you know, came to the throne of England. And Dr. John Dee was the Queen's astrologer, and he had actually cast an astrological chart for Elizabeth's coronation to determine what would be the most propitious day for her to be crowned. And Dee, of course, while people may not be familiar with Dee, they're very familiar with James Bond. They'd probably be very familiar with Gandalf in The Lord of the Rings, who is another character that was based on Dr. John Dee, and they'd probably be familiar with Albus Dumbledore in the Harry Potter books, Professor Dumbledore, who was also a character based on Dr. John Dee. In fact, if you study the Harry Potter stuff, J.K. Rowling has a little section there where she talks about Mortlake and which was Dr. John Dee's home and so on. And
so she was very, very well aware of this whole underground, this background of the occult, which really has been going on since the beginning of time, and these are people who can access the other dimension and get the supernatural power.
Oh yeah, and if you study Dee is one of the early, at least in modern times, one of the early guys who was very much into that. He was openly into channeling spirits, angelic beings, you know, what he would have called both good angels and evil angels, demons, who provided him with all sorts of knowledge and information and insights. And I mean, Dee was a very prominent scientist in his day. You know, he developed the nautical instruments and so on for the first great navigators. He's said to have mapped out the northeast and northwest passages. You know, he did a lot of very interesting things in his time. And
a lot of this would be accessing the other dimension for the hidden knowledge that would help him to do so many of these things. And as you pointed out, I mean, so many of the great minds, people like Thomas Edison, deeply involved in the occult. I mean, we look upon all the wonderful inventions he came up with, but where did the ideas and the knowledge for that come from? And of course, this carries over to every aspect of our life in the modern times. Just as certainly Queen Elizabeth had an astrologer, so Ronald Reagan had an astrologer. It was his wife. She was constantly going to the astrologers to get advice for President Reagan, how the Republican administration would be run in the days that certain things should be done. And then Hillary, of course, was bringing Seer into the White House, mm-hmm. named Jean Houston, to conjure up spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. And people don't see how what happened during the Elizabethan era has anything to do with what's going on today. It has everything to do with what's going on today, because this is the factor behind that determines why there's so many contradictions today that just don't make sense. They make sense if you understand there is a plan and it is being carried out, and it has nothing to do with Osama bin Laden for certain.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we try to show in our documentary is that, just like you said, this plan began in this Elizabethan era primarily with Sir Francis Bacon. And one of the things that we show in the documentary is this new 1910 Newfoundland stamp, which has the image of Francis Bacon on it. And beneath it, it says, Lord Bacon, the guiding spirit in the colonization scheme. And it's clear that, you know, people who were a part of the New World at the turn of the century, turn of the 20th century, had an understanding that Bacon was a guiding force. And if you study Baconian societies, that have been around for more than 100 years, and some of them in, you know, in the 18th and 19th century, they all credit Francis Bacon with the founding of the New World and with the developments, the great scientific advancements of the New World, because Bacon was the father of the modern scientific method. And, of course, these societies lament, you know, that Bacon is not given more credit. And even one of them, you know, believed that America should have erected a monument equal to the Statue of Liberty in honor of Francis Bacon, or that we should have named a state or, you know, the capital of America after Bacon. So they get very emotional and very vehement about Bacon and his influence.
One of the points you made was surprising and something I'd never thought of. That, of course, the Statue of Liberty, which most people think has to do with America and our traditions, no, it was given to us by French Masons, people deeply involved in the occult, and this was to be a modern-day analogy of the Colossus of Rhodes.
Yeah, in fact, if you go online and you just if you Google images and you type in the Colossus of Rhodes, you will find all sorts of different depictions of this great colossus, and it looks incredibly like the Statue of Liberty. That was part of the model for the Statue of Liberty. The other part, which you can find if you go to there's a government website that covers the Medals of Honor, the various Congressional Medals of Honor. And it, in I think it's the Air Force Medal of Honor, on the face of the Air Force Medal of Honor is the face of Lady Liberty from the Statue of Liberty. And there they will tell you that the face of Lady Liberty was modeled after the imagery of Semiramis, the queen of ancient Babylon. And then, of course, if you read Alexander Hislop's book, The Two Babylons, he believes that Semiramis was the original model for the goddess worship throughout the ancient world. You know, the worship of Isis and Astarte and Diana and so on. Hislop argues all began with Semiramis, the queen of Babylon, and that she was like the first of the deified women to be worshipped as a goddess. And this is the model, the inspiration, along with the Colossus of Rhodes, for the Statue of Liberty. And Frederick Bartholdi, the guy who designed the Statue of Liberty, I believe it's in one of his biographies, talks about how as he was sailing to New York Harbor, when he was, you know, conceptualizing this design, he openly admitted that he had envisioned this image of a pagan goddess, you know, jutting up from the skyline, proclaiming the torch of liberty and this, you know, really esoteric and occult representation of liberty. That's sort of a pale imitation of Christianity because, you know, it's, you know, Jesus, come to me. Jesus says, come to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And, you know, the inscription on the Statue of Liberty is very similar, you know, bring me your tired, your poor, your hungry, and so on. And so it's sort of an imitation of Christ in a sense. But there's at the end of this poem that's written, the poem that's written on the Statue of Liberty is actually called The New Colossus. And so it's openly admitting that the Statue of Liberty was patterned and modeled after the Colossus of Rhodes. There's actually a lot of interesting information surrounding the Statue of Liberty that we may get into in Volume 2. But it's clearly not a Christian monument. And if one of the things that we talk about is the early Americans, you know, for those who are wondering, you know, wow, I thought America was begun as a Christian nation, and in many ways it was, as you point out in our documentary, Dr. Stan, we interview you, and Dr. Stan says, yes, it was founded as a Christian nation, but it was also founded as an occult nation. And that while there were Bible-believing Christians who came here, primarily at Plymouth, you know, the Puritan and the Pilgrim movement, those were biblical Christians, clearly. And they never would have built anything like the Statue of Liberty or the Washington Monument. In fact, there's an account, if you read William Bradford's book on the history of the Plymouth colony, he writes about how one of the early colonies erected a maypole, you know, just a pole with some strings around it, and you dance around it. But because it was a pagan icon, they cut it down. They would not allow it. So the early settlers would never have erected a Statue of Liberty. But as we point out in Secret Mysteries, they were not the only ones who came over here. There was the early Rosicrucian movement and the early Masonic movement, and these guys came over at the inspiration of Bacon and his secret society.
We'll be back in just a moment to continue this fascinating discussion about the secret mysteries of America's beginning.
I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
The American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Chris Pinto, and we're talking about this concept, which most Americans have no idea of, and that is that there were two forces in America. The Christian, the strong Christian force that wanted to create a nation where men could be free, but the occult that wanted to use America's power, financial and military, to bring about a new Atlantis throughout the world. The New World Order, the New World Religion. The Christian influence predominated initially, but after the reign of 32nd degree Mason Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who began packing the Supreme Court with Masons, and followed by 33rd degree Harry Truman, who continued packing the court with Freemasons, eventually the Supreme Court became a Masonic court that took God and prayer out of our schools, and of course centralized all power with Washington, D.C. as we move towards the fascist society here. And of course, by centralizing power in Washington, D.C., they were able to put us into a position where America can be used now to control the world. And what is the major function of our presidency? Listen to him. Why, we want to bring democracy to the world. And you can get Manly P. Hall's writings, and we carry it, The Secret Destiny of America. Hard to get books, but we carry it, written by a man who was the greatest Masonic philosopher of all time. He was a devout Satanist, and we know people who he taught the techniques of Satanism, but Manly P. Hall will tell you that for 3,000 years there has been a plan to bring democracy, an enlightened democracy, to the nations of the world. Listen to George Bush. Read what he says. Read it carefully. What is America doing today? Why, we're going to bring democracy to Iran. We're going to bring democracy to Syria. We're going to bring democracy to the Middle East. Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy? Because the founding fathers of America despised the concept of democracy. If you read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, the constitutions of all of our various states, we never once used the word democracy. And if you read the Federalist Papers, they will tell you they do not want a democracy. So why does George Bush want to bring democracy to the world when the United States is not a democracy but a republic? Is he following the American plan or the ancient plan of the ages? Maybe he doesn't even know what he's doing. Maybe he's just reading the scripts that are put before him by the others. But somebody has read Manly P. Hall, and if you compare George Bush's writings and speeches to those of Manly P. Hall, you'll see a shocking similarity. In fact, what was that statement that George Bush made when he was accepted his second term there in 2005? What was that term?
Yeah, I want to. Can I set this up for just a second,
sure.
Dr. Stan? When I was working on Megiddo Part 1, and we show in Megiddo 1, there's all these quotes about the coming New World Order, and we have a section in there that's almost like 20 minutes long or something. We just show one quote after another. All these world leaders who have talked about the coming New World Order and a one world government and so on. And I had George Bush Sr. in there, who of course is quoted many, many times, talking about the New World Order while he was President of the United States. And actually, my partner on this project, David Bay from Cutting Edge Ministries, who he's the executive producer on this and put about the financing and did a lot of the research. David had called me when he saw that part of Megiddo, and he said, "Chris, you've got to get a quote in there on George Bush Jr. and from the New World Order." And I said, "David, I can't find any quotes." And he said, "You got to be kidding me!" And so we both, you know, hunted around and went around and everything. And there were no quotes from George W. Bush on the New World Order. His father spoke of it often, but he never said a word. And we watched, my wife and I, we actually started to get some hopeful thoughts about President Bush where this is concerned, because he never mentioned the New World Order specifically. And after he was reelected in 2005. In his inaugural address, I remember sitting upstairs in the office, and my wife, while he was giving his inaugural address, rushed up the stairs and said, "Honey, you're not going to believe it." And she told me what he said. And what he says is, toward the end of his speech, he says, "When our founders declared a new order of the ages," and if you flip over the back of a $1 bill and you look over there, "Annuit coeptus, Novus Ordo Seclorum." A lot of people translate that New World Order, but it's only people who do a deeper level of research that understand that that is often translated the, you know, New Order Secular or New Order of the Ages. It's a very specific translation. And what Bush says is, he says, "When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled." And, of course, when you hear that quote, the obvious question is, okay, well, we know who the founders were. We know this term, new order of the ages, but what does he mean when he says they were acting on an ancient hope? What is that ancient hope that he's referring to? You know, is this an ancient hope that all Americans are aware of? Have we all been enlightened about what this ancient hope is? And, of course, the only ancient hope that makes any sense, and this is what we really explain, because we show that quote from President Bush toward the beginning of Secret Mysteries, and I think what we're doing really is unfolding for an audience where that ancient hope comes from, and it is what Manly Hall would refer to as the ancient plan of all secret societies, their ancient hope of spreading this democratic commonwealth, a world democracy, just like Dr. Stan said earlier, throughout all nations, and to unify mankind in this what they consider to be a universal brotherhood. And this is really what the New World Order movement is all about. And it's this plan set forth by Sir Francis Bacon to bring forth the New Atlantis. The New Atlantis and the New World Order and the New Order of the Ages are all one and the same thing. And it's this utopian concept. In fact, if you read Manly Hall's book, The Secret Destiny of America, he goes down the whole list of all the writers. He talks about Sir Thomas More's Utopia. But there's a host of other writers. You know, he talks about Plato writing not only the Atlantis dialogue, but also his Republic, and how there have been these movements and men who have desired throughout the centuries to erect or to build this world empire that would be, as Bacon called it, paradise on earth. And Bacon specifically, as we unfold in the documentary, believed that his task for humanity was to help man recover from the fall that he suffered in the Garden of Eden. And that man, through knowledge now, and if you remember the story in Genesis, it's the serpent who says, if you eat from the tree of knowledge, your eyes shall be opened and you shall be as gods. And that's really what Bacon was promoting, that through knowledge, mankind would become enlightened, and then he would begin to act and behave in a godlike manner and be able to recreate paradise on earth.
We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Dream Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked Social Security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Chris Pinto. We're talking about his new DVD. It's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. You'll want to get this, and you'll want to see that that clip of George Bush talking about the ancient plan. That's what this is all about. That's why we're at war in Iraq. Everybody says, oh, it's about Israel. They're going to destroy Israel, or they're trying to destroy Israel, but you don't understand that. You think that the Zionists, or some people think the Zionists are behind all of this. That's foolish talk. This is the ancient plan of the mystery religions that's being enacted by the leaders of the New Atlantis today. And, of course, we are planning on going to war. Well, we're told it's only going to be a short war with Iran. We'll just drop a few bombs there, knock out 450 sites, but it'll be over in a couple of weeks, and that's what they thought for the First World War. A little short war between Serbia and Austria-Hungary, and it'll all be over, and we can just go on with our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a secret plan. There are secret societies, and they're plunging us into a worldwide Holocaust, and the world will never be the same again. This is a magnificent production. I mean, the use of music, the use of clips, the use of so much here. Chris is a very, very skilled director and producer, and I think you'll learn so much. I learned a great deal, and I've been studying this for a long time, believe me, but the research that went into this is certainly unparalleled. So certainly there is an ancient plan. You'll want to see George Bush talking about it, but I wonder how many Americans who saw the inaugural speech in January 2005 had any idea of the significance of what he was saying. We didn't elect the president to carry out an ancient plan, but it's being carried out. Well, Chris, what sort of response have you gotten from the people who've seen your new DVD?
Well, we have just started to release it. In fact, as you know, Dr. Stan, we just got you a copy. Has it even been a week yet?
We got it last Saturday, so it hasn't been a week yet. We saw it on Sunday. We've already sold about 20 of them or more, and we just mentioned it a few times. I think that this is going to be one of the most powerful and important DVDs ever made, because it will tell you what television will never tell you about what's really going on today. And certainly Rush Limbaugh isn't going to tell you.
No, he's not going to mention it. yeah, he's going to avoid it, and I think most of the guy, yeah, obviously popular media is not going to... whether it's on the left or the right, they're not going to tell you the kind of things that we talk about in Secret Mysteries. But the response so far has actually been very, very good. We're working with a Hollywood promoter who's helping us get the work out there and helping us with the marketing and distribution and so on. Which is exciting for us. It's kind of a new chapter in our filmmaking history. But but she's been very excited about the work, and the people who have seen it thus far, which have been very limited, because we've just sort of done a pre-release and we're getting into the full release right now. But the reviews have been great. You know, they've been very, very supportive. I've been excited about, you know, hearing people talk about it, especially I think it was your wife, Dr. Stan, Miss Barbara, who mentioned our section on Shakespeare. That was I think she had told David and Mary that was her favorite section, and we've gotten that a couple of times. Just very quickly, so people understand, it has been a long-held belief that Sir Francis Bacon, who's not only behind this plan for a new Atlantis and the colonization of the new world, but there are many who believe that Bacon was behind the writing of the Shakespeare plays, and that he, working with his literary society, a secret group, developed the plays behind the scenes and then channeled them, if you will, through this Stratford actor named William Shakespeare. And we take up that debate for a time in the documentary and show a lot of the clues and so on that people have held really for more than for a couple of hundred years now, believing that Bacon was really the man behind these plays. And there's a lot of very compelling evidence to that effect.
And I thought it was so interesting. You interviewed both the gentleman who is the head of the Bacon Society, plus the curator of the Shakespeare Museum there. Of course, the things that William Shakespeare wrote the plays. And you allow both of them to present their positions without comment.
Yeah, it's interesting. But when I was doing the research on the Bacon Shakespeare controversy, of course, men like Mark Twain and Nathaniel Hawthorne have taken up this debate in the past, and these guys, you know, very prominent writers in America, don't believe that Shakespeare really wrote the plays, and so there have been a lot of people who have questioned this over the centuries. But when we were in Stratford, we went there to interview Peter Dawkins from the Francis Bacon Research Trust, and while I was there, I visited the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust. And this is in Stratford, and these guys are known as Stratfordians. And if you study this controversy, the Stratfordians are, they're almost like enemies of the Baconians, because Baconians get very upset with the academics from Stratford. But we managed to interview a guy named Dr. Paul Edmondson, who's the head of education at the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust. So he's, you know, as they told us there, he is the authority. He's the guy to go and talk to about this debate, at least from the Stratford perspective. And, of course, he presents his arguments. And then we have, you know, others, Peter Dawkins, Ian Taylor, William T. Still, who present their arguments in favor of Bacon. And it's proven to be a very interesting discussion. It's certainly fascinating. But the thing, as it pertains to the founding of America and why the plays are so important, first of all, I mean, everybody knows Shakespeare in America. It's required reading when you're in high school, at least, and probably if you get any kind of a literary degree in college, you'd have to study Shakespeare at some point. Manly P. Hall writes in his Secret Teachings of All Ages that Bacon, who was the head of Masonry and Rosicrucianism, infused secret mystery teachings into the Shakespeare plays themselves.
Hey, we're out of time, Chris. We'll get you on again sometime real soon. Thanks so much for being with us. And thank you for producing Secret Mysteries. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org.
sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, and I really do want to recommend this DVD to you. My wife has that amazing ability to do two or three things. She can talk on the telephone and, of course, add figures or do orders or work at the same time. Or daily when she watches television, while she reads a magazine and takes notes on it. And but the most amazing thing was after she started watching Chris's DVD on the Secret Mysteries of America's beginning, why she put down her book and just sat transfixed for almost 3 hours. It's a fascinating experience, fascinating information. You need to know to understand what is taking place in the world today. So if you're interested in getting the DVD, why our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do carry Chris's other DVDs, Megiddo 1 and Megiddo 2, and they're important because, of course, they deal with this other world. Edgar Cayce, how did Edgar Cayce know what he knew? He wasn't trained medically, but he could diagnose and cure people from a great distance. Why, very simply, he was tapping into the supernatural. And there are those who tap into it, and what is going on today. The war in the Middle East has nothing to do with oil, or the Saddam Hussein selling his oil in euros. It has everything to do with the ancient plan, that is to plunge America, Europe, the whole world, into a war with the Muslim faith. That's what it's about. And if you think it's going to be a short war when we attack Iran, why, lots of luck. But unfortunately, we are on the edge of a holocaust, a worldwide holocaust, and the average American has no knowledge or understanding because they don't understand the teachings of the ancient mystery religions or their plan for this time that we live in. We do carry Mandy P. Hall's a book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, The Secret Destiny of America, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, the Ancient Writings, a new book that we've just started carrying, and then, of course, The Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings, written by Wayne Peterson, that tells you why occultists from all over the world are moving to Anderson, Nevada, because they know the time is short. Anyway, this is on a special catalog. You have to remember what the titles are when you call our 800 number, 800-544-8927. 1-800-800-544-8927. If you want to get this information, you need to understand it. Certainly, our three pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, the force that really rules the world, not the man who you elect as president. I mean, you had the choice of two members of Skull and Bones, a secret occult society that dates back to the 1830s. You had your choice of two of them for the presidency. What are the chances of that happening simply by accident? Do you really think that they ever give a sucker an even choice when he goes to the polls? Of course not. You vote for the candidate of their choice, not the candidate of your choice. And, of course, if you look at the back of the dollar bill and ask, what is that pyramid doing there? And the glorified eye. And the slogan, Novo Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the ages. That's what it's all about. The Rosicrucian emblem on the back of the dollar bill, placed there by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, deeply involved with the occult. So please understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. And please pray for radio liberty for our provision and protection. Until we're together again, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Hi,
I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.